Good morning.
早安。
Turn in your Bibles to 1 Corinthians chapter 13.
好，我们请翻到哥林多前书。
We're just going to start reading three verses here. We'll get the last verse in chapter 12 and then the first three.Of chapter 13.
哥林多前书十二章三十一节开始念。
Let's read it first in English and then in Chinese. Please read with me together.
先念英文，再念中文。
Verse 31. But earnestly desire the higher gifts, and I will show you a still more excellent way. If I speak in the tongues of men and of angels, but have not love, I am a noisy gong.Or a clanging cymbal.
好，我们中文，你们却要热切地追求那些更大的恩赐。现在我要把更高的道路指示你们。我若能说世人和天使的方言，却没有爱，我就成了鸣的锣，响的拔一样。
Verse 2. And if I have prophetic powers, and understand all mysteries and all knowledge, and if I have all faith,So as to remove mountains, but have not love, I am nothing. If I give away all that I have, and if I deliver up my body to be burned, but have not love, I gain nothing.
好，第二节，我们一起。我若有先知讲道的恩赐，也明白各样的奥秘、各样的知识，并且有全备的信，叫我能够移山，却没有爱，我就算不得什么。我若把一切所有的分给人，又舍己身被人焚烧，却没有爱，对我仍然毫无益处。
Let's pray.
我们来一起祷告。
Lord God, we believe your word and we thank you for your word.
哦，神啊，我们相信你的话语，我们也认识你的话语。
It is by your word that we can have hope.
因为你的话语，我们有了希望。
We can have peace in the middle of the storm.
我们在暴雨当中，我们有平安。
We can have zeal in the midst of monotony and drudgery.
对，在这个暴雨当中，我们还是有这个热诚的心。
Lord, open our ears this morning and our hearts. We want to listen. We want to hear your word.
我们今天来到这里，我们就是来聆听你的话语。
Lord, revive us again with joy in your salvation.
是的，今天你就给我们喜乐，给我们平安。
We could set our eyes on heaven.
让我们能够注目在你的身上。
We can continue to worship you.
我们来继续的敬拜你。
For we love you.
我们爱你。
Pray in Jesus' name.
奉主耶稣的名求。
Amen.
Amen.
I want to talk about our highest ambition.
好，我们今天来讲我们最大的渴求。
Napoleon Bonaparte was a very ambitious, seemed like a very impressive man.
我们大家都知道拿破仑哈，他很风光，对不对？他让人家觉得哎，很印象很深刻。
He was a very powerful man.
而且他是有权有势的。
He made the nations tremble.
很多国家都很害怕他。
He was finally defeated.
可是他最后还是失败了。
Sent into exile on an island.
他被逐到一个岛上去。
Recently, they discovered a draft of Napoleon's will.
最近有发现有那个拿破仑的那个遗嘱的草本。
One month before he died in prison, he dictated his will.
那在他去世的一个月以前，他在那个岛上，他决定了他的遗嘱。
And in it, he said that he forgave his enemies.
他在遗嘱中，他有表示说他原谅他的敌人。
He said specifically, as a Christian, I forgive them.
他是这样说的，他说作为基督徒，我原谅他们。
He felt that God wanted him to forgive.
那他觉得说神要他去原谅。
But then he went back and scratched those lines out.
可是他又回去，他又把那遗嘱又改掉了，那个字把它划掉了。
And in the final copy, he said, I die prematurely assassinated by the English oligarchy.
结果他那个最后版本中是写说我太早死了我被这个英国的寡头政治暗杀了。
This man was very, very powerful to command armies.
你看他就是很有大有势，对不对？而且他能够指挥所有的军队。
But he could not command his own tongue to speak a few words.
可是他却没有办法控制他自己的舌头要去原谅。
Even though he knew that God wanted him to.
他虽然知道说上帝要他去原谅。
He had not himself experienced God's love.
可是他自己没有经历过神的爱。
And in the end, he was nothing.
可是你知道吗？到最后他不算什么。
Although he's in the history books, there's really nothing of value to remember him for.
对啊，可以你看在历史上这么伟大，这么有强有势，可是他算不了什么。
Paul says we can do some great things, but if we do them without love, we are nothing.
那刚刚我们经文上看到，他说如果我没有用爱去做这些事情，我就算不得什么。
Perhaps we can build some impressive things.
好，我们可以这样子建造一些很伟大的工程。
Write some prize-winning books.
哇，写了一些这个很有名的书。
Create some great art.
然后可以这个画很名画。
Lead powerful armies.
然后可以去指挥很多军队。
But if you don't have God's love, you're nothing.
可是没有神的爱的话，你算不了什么啊。
A guy came to a psychiatrist.
好，有一个人他到精神科医生那边去看。
That I'm really struggling with an inferiority complex.
他跟那医生说啊，哎，我觉得我有自卑感呢。
So the psychiatrist met with him for several weeks.
所以那个精神科医生跟他去看了几个星期。
And then he finally came and sat down with him.
然后他就他们就坐下来。
Said I have some good news and some bad news.
然后医生跟他讲说，我有好消息，可是也有坏消息。
Good news is you do not, in fact, have an inferiority complex.
他说好消息是啊，你没有自卑感啊。
Bad news is that you're just plain inferior.
他说坏消息说你本来就很糟，很差，你这本来就不怎么样。
Paul says, "Got some bad news."
保罗就说，
If you don't have God's love, you're nothing.
保罗就说啊，你没有神的爱，你就算不了什么啊。
And our highest ambition, our greatest ambition,
那我们最大的渴求是什么呢？
is to be a friend of God.
我们要想要成为神的朋友。
To know God's love.
我们要认识神的爱。
To live a life that sings, "What a friend I have in Jesus."
然后我们就可以过一个生活，说哇，耶稣是我的好朋友。
That's our highest ambition. The Bible does make it clear that God wants us to be very ambitious.
那就是圣经里面告诉我的，我们最大的渴求就是要认识神，爱神。
And we are. We've got ambitions for career, for family, for just being fruitful people.
对啊，我们现在也是啊，我们就在我们周围，我们就这样去爱别人。我们是想要认识神，爱神。
Paul says here, earnestly desire the higher gifts.
保罗这边说，我们要有更大的恩赐，我们要渴求更大的恩赐。
To be ambitious for God.
我们要对神去渴求。
He says this in the context in chapter 12 before and chapter 14 after, in the context of doing church ministry.
对，其实他在12章跟14章，他中间都有讲，这个都是要在教会的事工上面，还有属灵恩赐上面。
And of having spiritual supernatural gifts.
而且就有这个从这个超自然的这种恩赐。
Be ambitious.
要恳求。
God told Adam and Eve, "Be fruitful and multiply."
神不是告诉亚当跟夏娃，你要生养众多。
Subdue the earth.
然后你要把布满全地，要来去掌管全地。
God told Abraham, "Go, I'll make your name great."
然后上帝也跟亚伯拉罕说。我要使你的名成为大名。
I'll make you the father of many nations.
我要使你成为多国之父。
Abraham was like, "Okay, I'll take it."
那亚伯拉罕就欣然地接受了。
Very ambitious.
非常大的渴求。
God told Israel, "Go and take the land."
那神也对以色列的百姓说，去拿地为业。
And he was very angry with those who were afraid.
神就是对那些人这样子很胆怯不敢向前的人觉得很生气。
Well, for those who did not overcome their fears and trust him.
因为那些人他们就不敢往前，因为他们不信靠神而在害怕。
Jesus told his disciples, "Go and make disciples of all the nations."
然后耶稣也告诉他的门徒说要去使万民做我的门徒。
Paul says here, "Earnestly desire the higher gifts.
而且保罗在这里说，要去求那更大的恩赐。
For ministering within the church.
就是要在教会的事工上，我们要恳求更大的恩赐。
But beware, we can do it for the wrong reasons.
可是有的时候，我们会为错的原因来去做这些事情。
Says there in verse 1.Let's see, verse 3, if I give away all that I have, if I deliver up my body to be burned, but have not love, I gain nothing.
第三节说，我若将所有的周济穷人，又舍己身叫人焚烧，却没有爱，仍然与我无益。
He says the word if, because it is possible to do these things without love.
他这边写说我若，所以真的是有可能的，我们有可能做这些事情。
Suicide bombers make great sacrifice of their lives.
那些自杀炸弹手，他们也是做了牺牲啊。
Many religious wars have been fought for the wrong reasons.
那很多这种宗教战争，他们都是为了错的原因而去征战。
And we can give financially for the wrong reasons.
我们有的时候吧，就给钱，可是我们的原因是错的。
We can give out of pride.
我们有的时候是因为骄傲。
We can give out of guilt.
然后有的时候我们因为有愧疚感。
Sometimes we just give because someone keeps annoying us. They just keep calling.
然后有的时候人家不是一打电话给你吗？然后你就烦了，你就给钱了。
We want to give for the right reasons.
我们要为对的原因而来去给钱。
In both the Old and New Testaments, God says a couple of times, "I desire compassion and not sacrifice."
然后神在旧约跟新约当中都有两次提到说，我喜爱连续，我不喜爱祭祀。
Several times, let's see, through the prophet Hosea, he said, I desire loving kindness and not sacrifice.
对呀，在何西雅书六章六节就有在那边讲，说我喜爱连续，不喜爱祭祀。
What about in verse 1? Paul says, you can speak in the tongues of men and of angels without love.
然后第一节他不是说，我若能说万人的方言，比天使的话语，却没有爱。
There are many scholars who are fluent in Hebrew and Greek.
对啊，很多这种学者啊，他们会讲希伯来话啊，还有希腊话，都很会讲。
Perhaps fluent in many languages.
然后也许还会讲很多其他的语言。
Perhaps they've also spoken in tongues.
然后有些人还会说方言。
It's not unique to Christianity.
哦，这是我们基督教很特别的地方。
But you can do these things without God's love.
可是没有神的爱，还是有可能做这些事情。
By contrast, you can be an illiterate person.
那你可以变成一个 what person?
You can't read or write.
What?
Illiterate. Sorry.
有的时候你虽然是不识字的。
You can be in a church where you don't speak their language.
哦，你可以去一个教会，你不懂他们的语言。
But still be united in joy, worshiping together.
然后，可是还是可以在一起敬拜，可以联合敬拜。
Because God has united us in love.
因为神在爱里面联合了我们。
So we can be ambitious, but we have to be careful. It's for the right reasons.
所以我们可以去渴慕很多事情，可是我们要对的原因来去渴慕。
Girls, a young man can appear to be very romantic.
然后有些男人好像表面上好像是很罗曼蒂克很浪漫
but still be a very selfish person.
可是他可能是非常的自私自利
Paul says that a Bible teacher can be very knowledgeable and he can appear to be very zealous.
而且保罗说很多教圣经的那些老师哎，表现好像很有知识而且很热心
but he's motivated by greed and lust and pride.
然后实际上其实他心中是很贪婪五欲冲心，而且很自豪。
The Pharisees just assumed that Jesus was motivated by a desire for power.
所以这些法利赛人，他觉得说耶稣一定就是对权力很感兴趣。
They thought that he was like them.
他们觉得耶稣跟他们一样。
They could not imagine otherwise.
他们没有办法用说耶稣有别的目的。
Paul talks about God giving us spiritual gifts, and the purpose of them is to love the church.
保罗在这里说，有给你属灵的恩赐是为了教会。
We teach our children that their future is in their hands.
我们常常就在教我们的小孩子啊，说：“哎呀，你们的未来是在你们的手中。”
We teach our children, if you really work hard and study and stay focused, you can do anything you want.
然后我们常常跟小孩讲，哎呀，你就很努力啊，你就很专心啊，你以后可以做任何你想做的事情。
You can be a great doctor, a great lawyer, a great engineer.
好，你可以做医生啊，做律师啊，做工程师。
And that's true.
其实那是真的。
But what if instead of emphasizing what you can do, we want to teach them what they are?
那除了说我们跟他们讲说他们可以这样做以外，我们是不是来告诉他们他们在主里的身份是什么呢？
Teach them, hey, Christ in you, you are a peacemaker.
如果你心中有耶稣的话，你可以是一个使人和睦的人。
You have the power to bring peace.
你可以使人和睦啊。
You are salt and light.
你是盐，你是光。
You're the light of the world. You're the salt of the earth, Jesus says.
你是世界上的盐，是世界上的光。
If you're Jesus' friend.
如果心中有耶稣的话。
You are Jesus' hands and feet.
你是耶稣的手跟耶稣的脚。
Today after church, we have many people going to Katy to be Jesus' hands and feet.
我们今天教会敬拜结束以后，很多小组的人会去 Katy 去帮助那些灾民。
Just as we had many brothers and sisters last week, and we saw in Houston many people going out sacrificially serving.
就像我们看到我们这次在休斯顿的很多灾难，很多这个弟兄姐妹们都一起出来帮忙大家。
We can do great things.
我们可以做很伟大的事情。
We want to be something great. We want to be God's friend.
我们要做一个神的朋友。
We want to be salt and light.
我们要成为世界上的光，世界上的盐。
Paul talks about here about what we are.
神在这里告诉我们，我们的身份是什么？
Now, how do we do that?
好，那我们怎么做呢？
How do we be loving? How do we be Jesus' hands and feet?
那我们要怎么样去爱人呢？我们怎么样成为耶稣的手跟脚呢？
We pick it up here in verse 4. If you could read with me, Paul describes what love looks like.
好，我们就可以来一起看，我们看看保罗是怎么样描述这个爱。
So read with me here in verse 4.Love is patient and kind. Love does not envy or boast. It is not arrogant or rude. It does not insist on its own way. It is not irritable or resentful.
好，我们请念中文。爱是恒久忍耐，又有恩慈。爱是不嫉妒，不自夸，不张狂，不做势利的事，不求自己的益处，不轻易动怒，不计较人的过犯。
Verse 6, it does not rejoice at wrongdoing, but rejoices with the truth. Love bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things.
好，第六节，不喜欢不义，只喜欢真理。爱是凡事包容，凡事相信，凡事盼望，凡事忍耐。
We do not naturally hope the best in people.
其实哈，我们在本能上，我们并不希望说看到别人会成功，对不对？
Our tendency is the opposite.
其实上，我们心中想的是正好是相反的。
Natural tendency when we hear rumors, we start to salivate.
哦，我们常常听到有人在讲谣言的时候，哇，我们就好想去听，对不对？
Secretly.We can take great pleasure in hearing other people brought down.
其实私底下，我们听到别人的失败，我们心中就暗自高兴。
Because naturally we're not loving.
因为其实我们自己的本身，我们真的是没有爱。
Perhaps there's someone who is more admired than we are.
哦，也许我们看到一个人，他比我们能够使别人更去羡慕的。
Secretly we'll be delighted to see them brought down.
然后如果有一天他们犯错了被贬下来、哦、我们就心中暗自高兴
It's about time that person got put in their place
然后我们就说哎呀终于有人让他们知道他们的轻重到底在哪儿
Or we hear about a flaw in someone else's character
然后有时候我们就听到别人他性格上有一些缺陷的时候
Secretly, oh, I'm very satisfied
然后我们心中就暗自的想、哦、就很满足
I'm just as good as they are.
其实他们也不过跟我差不多而已。
Paul says, no. You hope for the best in other people. You believe the best in other people.
在保罗这里说，我们要去相信，而且要去希望说那个人总是表现出他最好的。
That takes the supernatural resurrection power of Jesus' Spirit in us.
这一定是要从超自然，从神那里的爱，我们才能够这样去想别人。
So how do you do it?
那我们要怎么做呢？
They told us in seminary, when you preach, you can't just tell people, try harder.
我在神学院的时候，他们老师有教我们说，你不能只是跟下面的人说，你就努力吧，你就努力吧。
But there is a simple thing we can do, and that is to pray for each other.
那有一件很容易的事情怎么做呢？我们来互相代祷。
Takes a great deal of discipline and sacrifice.
是要有纪律，而且要牺牲。
But it's very simple.
可是很简单，对不对？
In the morning or the evening, you can get on your knees, just you and God, and speak out loud.
比如说早上啊，晚上，我们就跟神面对面，然后来跟他诉说。
And you can pray for someone.
我们可以为别人祷告。
It doesn't mean you have to say all kinds of nice things about them.
我们不要讲说，哦，那个人有多好，多好。
We can talk about people to God in a way that we don't talk to others.
那其实我们跟神讲话，我们不用像戴个面具跟别人讲话一样，我们可以真心的对神说话。
But we pray for God's blessings on them.
我们就为那些人来向神求祝福。
Pray that God would mature them.
我们就求说使那些弟兄姐妹能够成熟。
He would change their hearts.
然后来改变他的心思意念。
He would open their eyes.
然后开他们的眼。
It's a loving thing that we can do.
我们就可以这样子去爱人啊。
And it will change our ability to interact with them.
然后这样子的话，我们跟那个人在相处的时候，我们的感觉态度就不一样了。
Napoleon was not able to command his own tongue.
所以你看，拿破仑他就没有办法掌控他自己的舌头。
We get on our knees.Between us and God, and we command our tongues, and we pray according to His word.
所以我们就可以来到神的面前，求神来掌控我们的舌头，而来显出他的爱。
And just like a little rudder can steer a massive ship.
就像一个小舵，然后前面不是一个掌权的吗？可是就可以引导这个大型的远洋客轮。
God, by His word, will steer our souls into His light.
所以神的话可以引导我们的灵魂来去引导他要我们去的方向。
And with our mouth, we will make known the mercies of the Lord forever.
所以我们就可以去跟神，去跟别人传扬神的爱，神的怜悯。
Now, there's no middle ground.
所以这里真的是没有中间地带哦。
It's going to be one way or the other.
我们一定是只有这边或是那边。
We can't be neutral for very long at all.
我们没有办法说一直站在中立的地点。
Either we're going to be loving.
我们即使就是去爱人。
Or at least secretly, we're going to be jealous and spiteful and selfish.
然后不然就是我们就在私底下，我们就论断别人，然后心灵中就非常的嫉妒。
And in the end, there will be the worshippers and the haters.
而且最后会有崇拜者，还有仇恨者。
In the end, there'll be the friends of God making known His mercies, and the enemies of God.
然后不然就是我们会成为上帝的朋友，我们去了解怜悯，不然我们就成为上帝的敌人。
There will be heaven and there will be hell.
而且就会有天堂，而且会有地狱。
So let us pray for one another.
所以就我们来为彼此代祷好吗
？Okay, Paul.Finally, he says, it's because we're hoping in heaven that we can do this.
然后保罗说，因为我们心中是期待的天堂，所以我们可以这样做。
That this love is rooted in heaven.
因为这个是天堂是有爱的。
So let me read these last few verses, verse 8.
我们来
继续念。Love never ends. Sorry, as for prophecies, they will pass away. As for tongues, they will cease.As for knowledge, it will pass away. For we know in part, and we prophesy in part, But when the perfect comes, the partial will pass away.
好，我们从第八节再来念，爱是永存不息的，先知的讲道终必过去，方言终必停止，因为我们现在所知道的只是一部分，所讲的道也只是一部分，终必消失了，等那完全的来到，这部分的就要过去了。
Verse 11, When I was a child, I spoke like a child, I thought like a child, I reasoned like a child. When I became a man, I gave up childish ways. For now we see in a mirror dimly, but then face to face. Now I know in part, then I shall know fully, even as I have been fully known.
好，十一节，我做孩子的时候，说话像孩子，心思像孩子，想法像孩子。既然长大了，就把孩子的事都丢弃了。我们现在是对着镜子观看，模糊不清。到那时就要面对面了。我现在所知道的只是一部分，到那时就完全知道了，好像主完全知道我一样。
Ultimately, we're able to love each other because we're hoping in heaven.
因为我们期待的天堂，所以我们真的是到最终我们会彼此相爱。
It'd be so much easier if God took us to heaven right away.
不是这样子更简单吗？如果神现在把我们每个人都带到天堂，太简单了吧？
You know, when we baptize someone, we could just hold them under, send them on to glory.
那我们给人家施洗的时候，我们刚刚就把他淹没在水里，然后就让他马上就去享受神的荣耀，是不是？
But instead, God wants us to stay here.And serve His church.
可是神让我们留在这里受苦，然后我们来服侍他的教会。
But it's very, very difficult.
对呀，所以
very difficult.
所以是很难的。
In just a couple of chapters, Paul talks about how difficult it is, and he says, chapter 15, verse 19, "If in Christ we have hope in this life only, we are of all people most to be pitied."
好，保罗在这个十五章当中，他就有说：“我们若靠基督，只在今生有指望，我们就算比众人更可怜。”
The Christian life is wonderful, but it's full of suffering.
其实基督徒的生活其实是很美好的，可是还是很多时候我们是要是受苦的。
There's no prosperity gospel here, no health and wealth gospel.
我们知道有一种那个福音，是叫做。什么福音？就是财富福音是吧？就是只是讲说你要有财富，你要有祝福。
Sorry.
哦，成功神学呀， yeah. 对，成功神学。
It'd be better not to be a Christian. I mean, the Christian, you should be pitied for the price you pay.
那我们
if there's no heaven.
对，如果说没有天堂的话，我们做什么，我们就得到什么后果，对不对
？But it's the opportunity to tell God, I'm not doing this just for heaven. I'm doing this because I love you.
对，那我们可以跟神讲说，我们不是说只是想上天堂，我们这样子做是因为我们爱你。
This is Gregory Perelman.
这个是一个叫做。格里格里佩雷尔曼
Let's see, A.Q. Ching Chong, do you all know Gregory Perelman?
A.Q. 你知道这是谁吗
He solved the Poincare conjecture.
他解决了一个这个世界上很难的一个数学题
One of the most difficult math problems of all time.
这是非常非常非常难的数学题
Mathematicians have been working on it for over 100 years.
很多这个数学家，他们已经大概花了一百多年去想要解决这个数学题。
They offered him the Fields Medal. Fields Medal is only given every 4 years, like an Olympic gold medal.
然后有一个叫做菲尔兹奖，哈，是每四年才给一次，就像奥林匹克奖牌一样。
He turned it down.
可是他把它拒绝了。
The European Mathematical Society also offered him a medal.
然后还有一个这个欧洲数学会也给他一个奖牌，他也拒绝了。
He turned it down.
他也拒绝了。
They offered him $1 million prize for solving the equation.
然后他们就给他$100,000，因为他解决了这个问题。
He turned it down.
他也是拒绝了。
He said, "I'm not interested in money or fame. I don't want to be on display like an animal in a zoo. I'm not a hero of mathematics. I'm not even that successful. That is why I don't want to have everybody looking at me."
然后他当时怎么说呢？他说：“我就不喜欢钱，我也不喜欢名气，我不想像动物园的动物一样展现着给大家看。其实我也不是数学的英雄，而且也不是那么成功。这就是为什么我不想让大家这样子看着我。”
He even quit his teaching job.
然后他也把他这个教学的工作也辞掉了。
You know, of course, Stanford and Princeton, they had all offered him jobs before, but he was only working at a small university in Russia.
对啊，其实他史丹佛啊，还有这些名校根本就邀请他去教书，可是他是在这个小小的学校。
But he quit that job too.
可是他把那个工作也辞掉了。
What's he doing now?
他现在做什么呢
？He's just solving math problems in his apartment.
他就在自己的家里解决一些数学题。
Because he loves mathematics.
因为他喜欢数学啊。
Now he's also a very, very devout Christian.
他是一个非常虔诚的基督徒。
I don't know exactly, you know, what his theology is, but he's very devout. One of his friends says that he thinks he's mathematically proven the existence of God.
其实我也不晓得说他到底他的神学到底是怎么样。可是有个朋友，他的朋友说，其实他已经用数学的方法证明了上帝的存在。
But he made it very clear.He's not interested in fame. He's interested in math, and he's interested in God.
可是他就跟大家表明了，他不喜欢名气，他就喜欢数学，而且他喜欢神，他爱神。
Many of the heroes of the Bible had the same attitude in their love for God.
然后在圣经当中也有很多人对上帝的爱也是有类似的这种执着的态度。
Daniel told King Belshazzar.You can keep all your reward stuff. I'll tell you what the handwriting on the wall means.
像但以理啊，他就跟那个伯沙撒王说，你的赠品可以归你自己，我却要为你读这个字，把讲解告诉你。
His three friends Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego said, "Look, whether God saves us or not, we're going to worship Him."
还有这个但以理不是有三个朋友吗？沙德拉、米沙还有亚伯尼哥对王说：“不论神是否能将我们从烈火的窑中救出来，我们仍要敬拜他。
”Or Ruth to her mother-in-law, we often quote his beautiful picture of love at weddings, "Where you die, I will die. There I will be buried."
那在路德记当中，我们也听记得吧？哈，在路德对她的婆婆说：“你在哪里死，我也在哪里死。”
Or Abraham. It says, Abraham believed God and it was counted to him as righteousness and he was called a friend of God.
而且真的是在雅各书也提到他就是说亚伯拉罕信神这就算为他的义他又称为神的朋友。
These all died in faith, not having received things, the things promised, but having seen them and greeted them from afar.And having acknowledged that they were strangers and exiles on the earth. Yeah.
Oh, 这些人都是存着信心死的，并没有得着所应许的，却从远处望见，且欢喜迎接，又承认自己在世上是客旅，是寄居的。
For people who speak thus make it clear that they are seeking a homeland.Therefore, God is not ashamed to be called their God, for He has prepared for them a city.
说这样话的人是表明自己要找一个家乡，所以神被称为他们的神，并不以为耻，因为他已经给他们预备了一座城。
We're able to love because we're looking forward to heaven.
我们能够爱是因为我们盼望着天堂。
We're able to make our tongues pray for each other.And thus believe the best about each other because we're hoping in heaven.
就是因为我们盼望着天堂，我们才可以让神来掌管我们的舌头，我们来为彼此代祷。
We're able to forgive one another because we're hoping in heaven.
我们就是能够原谅别人，我们希望在天堂也能够这样子。
Last week, a Massachusetts woman won the biggest lottery ever.
我们知道说上个礼拜在这个麻州不是有一个有位女士她中了这个彩券
$758 million
758万哦这个七亿五百八十几万呀呀你们知道
Now, and she worked a very average job.
其实她的工作是很卑微的哈。
Suppose there's someone who had borrowed $5,000 from her and then wasn't able to pay it back.
好，那我们来想想看，如果有人跟她借了5000块钱，可是没有办法还给她。
Maybe previously she was bitter towards them.
那也许她刚开始这个心里总是不太高兴哈，有点苦读。
We had some tenants at our rental house that for months they didn't pay us.
啊，就像有的时候我们租房子啊，然后那个租房的人他们不付房租给我们。
And they were Christians and they were churchgoers and so bitter.
而且他们是基督徒啊，对啊，他们还去教堂，可是我们心中就真的是很苦读。
But if I won $758 million, I'd be like, eh.
那我如果真的赢了这么多这个七亿多多七多块钱的话我就想说哎呀算了吧
Keep it, I forgive you.
我就原谅你了你就不用还给我钱了
We're hoping in heaven, eternity, so we can forgive and hope and believe the best.
所以在天堂就是这样子啊我们就可以原谅别人我们就可以不去计较别人的这些欠我们的小钱
And when we have our love feast together, there are genuine fellowship, genuine friendships, genuine love.
那像我们平常有在爱宴的时候，我们就是在彼此心对心的交谈，哈，我们就真心的去爱别人，在爱宴的时候。
We won't have a love feast after church today, but we will share communion.
我们今天虽然没有爱宴，可是我们等一下会有主餐。
And Paul talks about their love feasts in chapter 11.
那在第十一章中，其实保罗有提到这些爱宴、圣餐。
That they need to be genuinely loving.
那在吃圣餐的时候，真的是要彼此诚心的相爱。
The Bible says heaven is going to be a love feast, a banquet.
所以天堂就好像爱宴一样，哈，是一个盛大的宴。
Now let me tell you what King Solomon said about feasting.
好，我们来看看所罗门王他怎么说，哈。
King Solomon was a very, very powerful, very ambitious, very accomplished man.
那所罗门王大家都知道，他有权有势啊，而且真的非常的有成就。
He indulged in all kinds of ambition.
其实他沉迷于各种各样的渴求。
He talks about it in the book of Ecclesiastes.
那他在传道书当中，他有提到这件事情。
He indulged in pleasure, in women, and in wine.
他沉迷于宴乐啊，他喜欢妇女们，他还喜欢喝酒。
He indulged in working very hard and building and creating things.
他沉迷于努力来创造一些新的事物。
He indulged in learning and in acquiring knowledge.
而且他沉迷于学习，而且去获取新的知识。
He indulged in artistic ambitions.
而且他在艺术方面，他也非常的沉迷学习。
And as he describes it, each time he indulged, in the end he would come to the same conclusion.
你看他虽然沉迷于这么多样的不同的知识，可他最后只有得到一个结论。
These things are vain. They're vanity. They're nothing.
这些沉迷啊，成就根本就没有意义，是空虚的。
Vanity of vanities, he would say, it's all nothing.
他说什么虚空的虚空一切都是虚空的
Each time he said it was nothing and he said there is one thing that is really good
他有的时候他觉得很虚空可是突然好像哎，有一件事情是好的
You do work hard but at the end of the day you eat and drink with family and friends
我们白天努力工作对不对可是当一天结束的时候我们就跟朋友或是家人一块吃饭
And that's the very best thing in life.
其实那个是世界上最好的事儿，对不对
？You work hard, and then you gather at the table with your friends and enjoy a meal together.
对呀、啊，我们就努力的工作，然后我们结束的时候，我们就跟家人、跟朋友一起享用晚餐。
Ecclesiastes chapter 2 is the first time he came to this conclusion. There's nothing better for a person than that he should eat and drink and find enjoyment in his toil. This also I saw is from the hand of God. For apart from him, who can eat or who can have enjoyment?
好，这就是从传道书二章二四二五节哈。好，他说人莫强如吃喝，且在劳碌中享福。我看这也是出于神的手。论到吃用享福，谁能胜过我呢？
And he came to the conclusion again, chapter 3 and 5 and 8 and 9. This is what is good.
然后他这个在第三章的这个十三十八，他就讲说，也不过这样子而已。
Jesus worked very hard for 3 years of ministry.
耶稣他三年过，是非常的艰苦，他在传道。
Then at the end, he said very much. He brought his disciples around the table. He said very much. Have I looked forward to sharing this meal with you?
然后记得大家记得在最后晚餐的时候，他就把他的门徒都聚集在一起。他真的是非常的期待跟他们一起吃饭。
He said, "When you remember me, remember me here."
然后他就说，当你们要来纪念我的时候，我就在圣桌上面纪念我。
A group of friends at the table, eating and drinking together.
就是一群好的朋友在这个桌上，我们一起来享用。
This is precious to me.
这个很美好的。
This bread you're eating, this is my body.
然后他就说我们你这个享用的这个面包是我的身体。
This wine you're drinking, this is my blood, this is my life.
这个酒是代表我的血。
You guys are precious to me. I love this friendship. I love this fellowship.
我真的很注重你们的友谊，我非常的爱你们。
This is what heaven will be like.
这就是天堂就是这样子。
You and I, we want to be God's friend.
我们都要这样子来成为神的朋友。
Okay, in conclusion, so now faith, hope, love abide, these three, but the greatest of these is love.
我们又看到现在长存的有信、望、爱这三样，其中最大的就是爱。
Okay, in conclusion, two questions to consider.
好，我们来想想，我们来想思想两个问题。
We want to be ambitious.
我们想要渴求，对不对？
Asking these questions.
我们来问问自己这些问题。
Am I really sure that God loves me?
第一个，我真的确信神爱我吗？
I know some very loving people.
我知道其实有些人他们是很爱人的。
But I don't know that they love me.
我不晓得那些人他们是不是爱我呢？
I know God is.Very loving.
我也知道神是非常爱人的。
Am I sure that he loves me?
那我能不能确定说神爱我呢？
And second question, how do I know?
那所以第二个问题就来了，那我怎么知道他爱我呢？
How do I know that God loves me?
我怎么知道他爱我呢？
That I'm really his friend.
我怎么知道我真正是他的朋友呢？
There'll be many people very surprised to hear Jesus say, "I don't know who you are."
有的时候，我们上了天堂，我们可能会听到耶稣说，我不认识你。
So these are important questions.
所以这两个是很重要的问题。
How do I know that he loves me?
我怎么知道他爱我呢？
I'm not going to answer it for you.
我不要给你们解答这个问题啊。
Something to pray about, talk about in our small groups.
我们真的是要来到神的面前，我们跟他祷告，而且我们可以在小组中讨论。
Let's pray now.
好，我们来祷告。
Father, we praise you because you are love.
哦，主啊，我们赞美你，因为你就是爱。
Lord Jesus, we thank you for the cross.
我们为你在十字架上的爱向你献上感谢。
Thank you that you went to the cross for joy.
谢谢你，你是欣然的上了十字架。
And Lord, how much do we want to be your friend?
哦，主啊，我们真的很想成为你的朋友。
Lord, revive us with wisdom.
求你给我们智慧。
Revive us with passion from your spirit.
给我们热情。
That we could be your hands and feet, that we could be your vessels of mercy.
让我们能够成为你的手和脚，而且成为你这个能够怜悯人的器皿。
That we could hope the best and believe the best and desire the best in others.
我们真的是能够从你的眼光来看，从人最好的角度来看人。
Certainly not because any of us deserves it.
因为我们真的都不完全。
Because we believe you and we trust you and we love you.
因为我们相信你，我们认识你，我们爱你。
Revive us, we pray in Jesus' name.
我们这样子来奉耶稣的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.